This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you by Brandt. Come see their grain carts at this month's Farm Progress Show. There's a deadline this week to get a petition in on E15 fuels. And maybe that report Friday underscored the need for the corn growers. I'll talk about it after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11. But plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember. Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. That August crop report with the big numbers reported by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Friday showed that corn production will be large this year. That means amid the trade disputes that are going on, we need to have every available market that the corn grower can have. And that underscores the need to see something positive happening with ethanol. This year has shaped up to be a tough year for the domestic ethanol industry. And E15 is right at the heart of that. Several trade organization leaders in the ethanol industry, after the president visited Iowa a few weeks ago and repeated his support for year-round sales of E15, that's gasoline that contains 15% ethanol, are saying that the president needs to act. The chief executive officer of Growth Energy, Emily Score, said if he's supportive of year-round E15, let's do it. Let's see it. Well, the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association is asking for farmers and others interested in ethanol fuels to go online and sign a petition. And time is of the essence because that petition closes this Thursday. At the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, Monty Shaw says the EPA has jeopardized the future of ethanol and biodiesel producers and farmers by failing to address the harm done by small refinery exemptions from the renewable fuel standard. Monty says it destroyed over 2 billion gallons of ethanol demand and 300 million gallons of biodiesel demand over the past 2 years. He says EPA needs to be doing what the renewable fuel standard calls for, as Congress intended when it passed that legislation for the standard 13 years ago. And that means year-round E15 needs to be a part of the plan, says Monty Shaw. I'll be back after this.